Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Philippines. And in particular, we're going to talk about some different myths that usually the Philippines has. I want to first just say that the Philippines is actually a wonderful country. It's a great place to go if you love great beaches, if you enjoy great food. The people there are great. It's just really, truly a wonderful place to visit. Every time I've gone to the Philippines, I have really enjoyed my visit. One of the big problems there, of course, is the traffic in a city like Manila. When I was there recently, it took us 2.5 hours to go from the airport to our hotel. I had to fly out early in the morning, and it took me only 30 minutes in the morning without traffic from the same hotel to the airport. So you can see how crazy the traffic can be in Manila, especially during the daytime. It can be extremely overcrowded and it can be very difficult to move on the streets. But here are some myths about the Philippines that we're going to talk a little bit about. One is that drinking tap water is okay. The truth is, you should not drink tap water in the Philippines. In fact, I don't know of anywhere in Southeast Asia where the local people will drink tap water. Everybody I know in Southeast Asia, and actually in Asia, drinks bottled water or boiled water. I don't know of anyone who's drinking tap water. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that the tap water isn't clean. It might be just as clean as in Europe or in other places, but the truth is that people just do not drink water from the tap. They will always drink bottled water. That's why in a lot of hotels in places like the Philippines and other parts of Southeast Asia, you will a lot of times find some free bottled water in your hotel room because they don't want you drinking the tap water. The other is you cannot wear shorts in the Philippines. Truth is, Philippines is hot. People are wearing shorts all the time. You can absolutely wear shorts in the Philippines. I have seen people wearing short shorts, lots of short shorts, tank tops and other things they are wearing there in the Philippines. When I say in the Philippines, I also mean the local population. Now, if you are going to go to a place that you need to show respect, maybe to a church or a mosque or another place like that, you maybe don't want to wear short shorts or a tank top. You'd want to be able to show some respect. And this is true in a lot of Southeast Asia, especially in a country like Thailand. You want to maybe make sure that you are dressed a little bit better if you're going to visit some place that could be considered sacred to the local population. The next one is the Philippines is not a safe country. Truth is that some parts of the Philippines are not safe. It's like any other parts of the world, that there are some areas which will have some high crime. And especially a lot of that crime will tend to be more things like maybe pickpocketing, stealing of your phone, stealing of your wallet, stealing of your camera, grabbing things off of a motorbike, if you have been a motorbike or a motorcycle taxi. This is really a lot of the crime that tends to happen more in Southeast Asia than in particular somebody shooting at you or somebody trying to kill you. There are areas, though, in the Philippines where kidnappings have happened, especially down in some of the Muslim areas. These areas usually are not the tourist areas. They are not the place where the normal tourists go. And the government would be quite aware of this, and they probably would not even want you to go there. If you aren't sure, the best thing you can do is to ask someone in the Philippines or check with your hotel or with your embassy and ask your embassy if there are places that you should not go. So, of course, like, you know, any other country in Southeast Asia, there are places in the Philippines which are not safe, but there's also places which are extremely safe. And I have been, you know, someplace out on the beach. I sailed out of Puerto Galera, cute little town, found it to be extremely safe, found my hotel to be extremely safe, and the local transportation I took to be extremely safe. And I actually ended up taking a bus back into Manila, and the bus was actually pretty safe. So it really just really depends. The next myth is that all Filipinos are skinny. Truth is that not all Filipinos are skinny. In fact, you may be quite surprised there as to exactly how overweight some Filipinos are. Many could also be considered obese. In the United States, 36% of the population is considered obese and 32% are considered overweight. You know, compared to the United States, many Filipinos might seem slender, but I do have to say that as fast food has come in, as more are eating fast food, you know, the weight has increased, has problems such as diabetes. So, you know, it really, really depends. I found many times when I'm in the Philippines, one of the hardest things for me has been in some parts where I've been is to be able to find good vegetables. You know, you can find rice and meat quite a bit, but vegetables can sometimes be quite expensive. And this is because some of the islands, they don't, maybe the vegetables don't grow as well. So, you know, that might be a problem, you know, compared to a place like, for example, Vietnam that I travel, that I live in. Actually, Vietnam has a lot of fresh vegetables. So, you know, eating fresh vegetables is very easy here to do because you find them on the street a lot. They're in, you know, the restaurants. We just have a lot of fresh vegetables here. Whereas the Philippines, I've always found that to be a little bit harder. And that goes with the next myth that the Philippines has no diabetes. Truth is that diabetes cases are continuing to rise in the Philippines. And, you know, this might surprise a lot of people in the Western world that don't realize that Asia, and actually many parts of Asia, have quite a high diabetes rate. Vietnam has it. I know China does, and so does the Philippines. You know, it may not be as large as some places in the United States or the Western world, but still diabetes rates can be relatively high in these Asian countries. And even if someone doesn't eat sugar or a lot of sugar, sometimes it can be from the rice or the white bread or the white flour or other things like that, which can actually cause a rise in diabetes, as can that, you know, many of these countries have picked up the habits that people have in the West, maybe drinking soda and pop and, you know, soft drinks and other things like that. Eating fast food has all contributed to the weight. The other one is that many believe that, you know, Filipinos are all happy-go-lucky. You know, many Filipinos are happy, but this doesn't necessarily make him happy-go-lucky. You know, this doesn't mean that they are not working hard, that they don't have some of the same types of worries that you might have in your own life. For many Filipinos, getting an education is very important. They may seem to have this happy-go-lucky attitude, especially when compared to some other parts of Southeast Asia, but it doesn't mean that necessarily they're happy-go-lucky and that they don't take things in their life very seriously, things such as their education or getting a good job or working hard or other things like that. In fact, it can be quite the opposite. Filipinos can be known to be very hard workers and very dedicated workers. The next myth is that Filipinos all want to live in America. And this is kind of an interesting one because there are many Filipinos that live in America. And there are many Filipinos who work overseas or are called the OFW, which is the Overseas Foreign Workers. Many reasons why many of them do that, because they can't find the good jobs at home, or maybe they don't have the choice for some of the good jobs at home, so they go overseas. It doesn't necessarily mean that they choose to do this. If you've ever been to Hong Kong on a Sunday morning or like during the Sunday to the central part of Hong Kong, you'll see there'll be many Filipino nannies that are there that are working in Hong Kong. You know, having met many of these nannies and talked to them, many of them, they don't choose this life, but that's the life that they have because they need to support their families. They might live in an area of the Philippines where finding a good job is really hard and very difficult. So they might find that their main option for their families to be able to eat, their children to have a better life, is for them to go work overseas. So, you know, many Filipinos are happy to live in the Philippines and have no desire to live in America or another country. But for others, they may not have the choice. You know, I have found that generally speaking, if a person can live in their own country, they, you know, probably prefer to, most of them, or to, you know, because of the fact that, you know, it'd be easy for their language, their family, their church, their culture, their social life. It is much easier than being an expat or living overseas. And especially if you are overseas, as many of the Filipinos are, that are doing very difficult work, hard work, are being a nanny, working in restaurants, you know, working in hotels. You know, this can be extremely, extremely difficult work. Many of them would probably prefer, if they could, to have a job at home. If you'd like to be able to find some more myths that I've written out here, We have a blog that we've written about 10 myths debunked about the Philippines. And if you're planning to travel to the Philippines, which I hope you are, because it is a wonderful place to travel. And if you like the beach life and love great sandy beaches and clear waters, it's a wonderful place to go. That I hope that you'll read this. And even if you don't plan on traveling there, but you're just interested in the world, because we're all about living our life as a global citizen, or you're interested in just about life overseas, we hope that you will also read it. And we'll put a link in the description so that you can be able to join with us and read it. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. As I mentioned before, in some of my podcasts, we've written a book called The Bus on a Dusty Road. You can find the book on Amazon. And we hope that if you have a chance or opportunity, you'll look it up and you'll read more about life lessons learned from living in Asia. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, our audience.